One, two, three, four. Sorry. Count it up, Ringo.
Designed to self-heal. Together they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. This free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
Yes, relax. Definitely, you've earned it. Enjoy. I mean, everybody is always so fast-paced these days, even with what's going on in the world. Everybody's out there still, you know, worried about this, worried about that. And hey, I get it. But now's not the time to worry. Right now, you can think to yourself and say, I choose not to think about that right now. I choose to relax, truly, you know? And I think that because of what we're going to embark on tonight, it's a perfect time to talk about, you know, what we truly are. And I had done a show about a year back or so, and it was about this very topic. It was on another network, my network, which was intuitalks.com and still is. And the show was entitled How to Train Your Emotional Dragon. And what I talked about in the show was about our true essence, who we really are. I asked the question, who are you? Simply because I think that most of us don't really know, and we tend to define ourselves by, you know, other things, like what we like to do as a hobby, what we do for work, you know. And what I broke it down to is, think of us as a table where, you know, maybe we're an older table or one that's been through a lot, you know, moved around and this and that, and we have coffee rings and marks on the table. What is that table? Yeah? In essence, it's a tree. And that's pretty much the same thing when it comes to who we are. We may be carved by life's happenings and things that we've been through, things that we've perceived, all these different filters. But in essence, we are just energy. And I say just as if that's, you know, energy is nothing. Of course, energy is everything. But our true essence is the who we really are. And that's why I've decided today to do a journey. It's a shamanic journey where we can go to our subconscious and remove the things that no longer serve us, you know, and have us be able to refocus and perhaps remove the older programming and the things we've learned and some of the patterns that we've decided to include in our daily lives that just don't serve us. And even the people around us, you know, sometimes it's difficult to thrive and overcome when we're surrounded by certain energies, neither good or bad, but there are energies that can inhibit us, could clash with us, you know. And then, of course, there's other factors there. Each energy that you surround yourself with, if you think of yourself as a crystal, and what you place next to you will affect your true essence, your inner self, right? The same way if you place an amethyst with a clear quartz, that might be a good influence. But if you place it with hematite, it might not be. It might block whatever it is you, the amethyst in this example, is trying to put out. So it's important for us to realize that when we, you know, associate and socialize and so on with others, that we aren't allowing the energy of them to affect us either. And it's really more through selection than anything else. It's more through boundaries than anything else. And sometimes people don't have that ability to create those boundaries. There's a lot of people that are just looking to be loved, no matter what expense, you know, at no matter what expense. And you will see people, and they say, these days, thirsty people, you know, looking for praise and attention and so on. And it's rather obvious to the rest of us that they just want to appear to be better than to the public, but more importantly, they want to appear better than they truly think they are. And that's why they have this deficit that they need to sort of fill somehow by surrounding themselves with people, no matter what kind they are, you know? It's very, very interesting. But anyway, I went off on a little tangent, as I always do. I do welcome you. This is free energy healing. This show is all about healings and nothing else. I do offer free personal healing every Monday. That would be today at 9 p.m. Eastern. Every Monday, I'm here. You can call in and get a free energy healing at 516-666-9920. That's 516-666-9920. In the meantime, I did a lot of talking, as I always do. It's a good time to just take a little break, stretch our legs, and I'll be right back.
My
Absolutely. Bring me a higher love. Steve Winwood. I hope you enjoyed your blast from the past there, and welcome back to Free Energy Healing. Today, we are going to embark on a journey to your subconscious. Now, some of you may be like, a journey, what's that, you know? But actually, if you're new to journeying, you can think of it as a meditation. It does go deep. It does have wonderful effect, but really it's not anything to be frightened of. One thing to really, really take on is that in the spirit world, you are very supported whether you know or not, you know, and a mantra of mine is always, no matter what, I am supported. And it's a knowing for me now. But it wasn't always. You know, we all come from different walks of life and from different beliefs. But if you really, no matter what your beliefs are, even if you are religious, you know that there's more to it than what we see, right? Absolutely, we can feel that presence. And that's what I mean by us being supported at all times. You're never alone. And this I'm certain of in my own belief. It's up to you to decide and to choose what belief is best for you. But very often people get, I don't know if it's stuck with a belief or it's just a series of events and experiences that have them arrive at certain beliefs that aren't right for them. Maybe they were at one time, but then they keep them and take them with with them as they go along, and it becomes detrimental instead of beneficial. You know, and this is where journeys are very, very helpful. I do journeying in my practice as part of the healing work that I do. And I think it's a very, very powerful tool. There are times when a person, a client, does not know the origin of their feeling, despair, whatever it is, their dis-ease. And a journey is very, very useful for that. A shaman's journey to heal in non-reality. And then they bring it forward into reality and sort of watch it grow, you know, from nothing to something, you know, from non-reality to reality. And it's really a beautiful process. And boy, I can just go on and on about how journeying has helped me personally. I journey for myself, and in fact, I had a wonderful journey a few days ago, and it was about this very thing, our true essence, you know, and who we really are. And that's when I got to thinking about the show I did about a year ago or so, something like that. And that's How to Train Your Emotional Dragon. I believe that's on intuitalks.com under past shows. You can go ahead and find that, or I might post that somewhere on my Facebook page and so on. But really, it's just that we get covered in all of these emotions. We get covered in thoughts, too, you know, and it totally like cocoons, but not in a good way where, you know, you're in a cocoon and you become a butterfly. This kind of envelops you. And if you only could pull the lid up of the envelope, you could see what's really inside there, you know, what this beautiful thing is. Just like, as I said earlier, looking at an old wood table and realizing that is a tree, you know? And how do you get from seeing that you're just this, not that you are, if you're listening, you're probably very beautiful, but if you think you're just this old table, again, think about who you truly are and what you truly are, you know? And how do you get to that point again to see and realize? It's to clear yourself. You know, there's a lot of spiritual talk about, you know, clearing ourselves, you know, and what does that mean exactly? It just means that to clear ourselves, to be free from all of these things that have conditioned us and have made us highly emotional to the point where we don't have clarity about who we are and how beautiful others are and the world is. So I suppose without further ado, what I would like to do is just start the journey. So anyone who would love to participate in that, get yourself comfortable. Sit or lie down somewhere and really try to enjoy the journey. Try not to think about, you know, anything in particular. You know, just let it take you or, you know, pull you through on that journey. And then I realized I don't have my rattle and drum. I wasn't prepared today for some reason. I just kind of went, oh my gosh, it's showtime, you know? So what I'm going to do, I'm so sorry. And by the way, for those of you holding, I will, if there's time, I will go ahead and pick up calls and offer your free personal energy healing. The number to call is 516-666-9920. But if you're holding, don't worry, I will get to you. Just hang on. But I do have to go and get my rattle and drum. So I'll be back in about 3 minutes now.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed, but I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be but I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
And I think you'll be back again and again and again, too. But those are my beliefs. See? See how easy it is to just believe in whatever it is that you feel comfortable with. That's what life's about, is just to enjoy. Too much of the splitting hairs, in my opinion, you know, and semantics and, you know, I think this. And I think my opinion's better than yours, and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Beatles said it best, or Paul McCartney, live and let live. I don't know. Anyway, welcome back to Free Energy Healing. I'm Jenny Satori Davis, and I am your pilot for the evening. And we are going to go on the journey. All right. Now, the journey is to our subconscious. It's to help us to rid ourselves of things that no longer serve us, things that are hindering us from realizing our true potential and our true state of being, which, in my opinion, is pure energy and nothing more, nothing less. As we were talking about, that there's this metaphor that I've came up with from my show about a year or so back about how, you know, you look at this wood table and you think, oh, it's just an old table. But really, it's a tree. And you're a tree too. No matter what you look like, no matter what you feel, what your opinions are, what your status in life is, whatever that means, which is absolutely absurd, you know, you are a beautiful, beautiful tree. So with that being said, if you'd like to journey, go ahead and like I said, sit or lie down somewhere and enjoy, and don't be intimidated by the word journey. Shamanism is for all people. There has been so many misconceptions that, you know, it's only for Native Americans. And it's like, do you realize that there are shamans in Russia, you know, and there's shamans in South America? I mean, gosh, you know, open and expand the mind a little bit, please, por favor. Anyway, I can go on, as you might be able to tell as you get to know me. But anyway, go ahead and relax if you'd like to. I will get to the phone lines after this. But for those of you who are not sure, yes, I am going to offer free energy healing right after our journey. You may call in at 516-666-9920. You can also just listen in. Now, if you want to listen in, don't press 1, because when I do go to the phones, I might pick you. Okay, if you do want to speak, though, you are going to press 1, all right, and that will be after the journey. So without further ado, here we go. We're going to go on a journey to our subconscious. Enjoy. Let us begin our journey by taking quality, long, deep breaths. Breathing in and blowing out. Something we do every day without much thought. Often we forget the miracle of the breath, and how it really, truly coincides with the wind, and how the wind and all the other elements work together to keep us alive, healthy, vibrant, and beautiful. continuing to breathe, you're placing your feet firmly on the floor, and you're imagining vines around your ankles. They're wrapped around your ankles, and they go right into the ground. They're keeping you firm and planted on this earth. We close our eyes if we haven't already. And we start walking towards the nearest door in our home. We're doing this in our mind's eye. We're going on a journey to non-reality. Non-reality is what separates us from reality. But each of these things are accessed equally in our mind, in our imagination. Our imagination ignites the magic and change. So using our imagination, we will walk towards our door in our home without leaving our chairs or couch or bed. So can you see yourself at your door? Great. Now open the door. Start walking off your porch or your sidewalk. And now we come to a place we're not familiar with, but it's beautiful. There are birch trees, unusually large flowers. What color are your flowers? Can you feel the wind against your face? Can you feel the sun warming you? Continuing to walk, come to this clearing with pure white sand as far as the eye can see. And we walk in the sand and we notice not another person around. And we can hear all the animals, the birds chirping, perhaps the flapping of some wings. We hear the waves crashing in the distance. We are close to the shoreline, but not close enough to get near the water. We're walking up the beach in pure white sand. What do you notice in the white sand? Do you see anything that you think doesn't belong? Are there small pieces of dark colors, perhaps black or brown, red? If you see those colors, blow on them gently, like the wind, and allow them to dissipate. Wonderful. As we walk further down the white sand, we see in the distance now what looks to be a garden. And now we start to see a small wooden trail that leads right to that garden. Walk towards and onto that trail. Feel the warmth of the wooden trail under your feet and the sun just shining down on you. We're in non-reality now, so we can get to that garden much quicker than we could in reality. So we find ourselves right near the garden now. We glance up at the sun, and she stretches her arms out towards you, and you put your hands up, and you meet your arms with hers as she energizes you and puts pure white light into the palm of your hands and through your arms into your head, down your neck, through your chest, your torso, your pelvic area, your upper thighs, your knees, your calves and shins, your ankles and feet. How beautiful. We thank the sun for enlightening us. Now we have our power to turn to the garden and notice all the beauty in it. The different colors and perhaps things you've never seen before. Different kinds of flowers and crocuses and even tomato plants. But they look so vibrant, so different than what we normally see. And now we start to notice, although our garden is full of beautiful things, there are things that we have not tended to in this garden. What are they? What do you see? Could it be dead plants or trees or flowers that no longer serve this garden? Feel it in your heart. You know what would need to be removed. Find those items and pull them, making sure the roots are included as you pull them out. Excellent. As you're pulling them out and you're tossing them over your shoulder, you will picture transmutation happening, where that suddenly disappears into the white sand. We are transmuting the dead leaves, the dead trees, and the dead flowers that no longer serve this garden, your garden, your own personal place. Continuing along the way in the garden and looking for anything that you feel doesn't belong. You might see new things growing right before your eyes. you may want to kiss the new growth. Welcome it. Let it know that you are open to new patterns, new changes, new growth. Once you feel you're done, you can go back onto your wooden path. Thank the garden for staying alive and for keeping your secrets and your power within its contents. Thank the white sand for its purity and for its transmuting abilities. Thank the sun for its guidance and its essence of illumination that's within you. You and she are the same. Start walking back on our wooden trail, feeling the wind kissing our face. And we are just so grateful and so thankful for this wonderful, wonderful journey. We are in control of our own fate. We can make change. We are not helpless. We can walk the path alone. We can walk the path beside others. But we are supported and loved. We're walking and we find that we are right near where we started. You can see in the near distance the birch trees welcoming you back to the area you came from. The sun is guiding you back to that trail. So we're walking towards the birch trees and the large flowers. And we are within that trail now. And we are thanking those for being the guides that we need them to be. We're walking and we see our door of our home where we started out. And we walk right up to that door and open it. We close the door behind us, and we walk back towards where we know our bodies are sitting or lying down. We get back and join into our bodies, and we wiggle our toes. We wiggle our fingers. We take a deep breath. We feel completed and energized at this moment. We open our eyes. We clap our hands. We stomp our feet. We are back.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance. Need the cover of October skies. Yet all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine. Yet your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just travel inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Great night for a moon dance. Van Morrison, everybody, so sorry. You know, we did go rather long tonight with the journey and me talking up a storm, as I always do, and I apologize for that. The live broadcast will end in 10 minutes or so, but those of you who are holding, you are more than welcome to stay. I will try and pick up whoever I can. So no worries there. If you are on the fence and saying, gee, what is this stuff about? What is an energy healing? Well, an energy healing is basically energy provided by the universe that I harness and bring forth to you to help to make some change in your body or in your emotions or in your life. It is not magic per se. Everything's magic, actually. It's amazing that we're breathing and talking and doing these everyday mundane things. That's magic right there. But really, technically, it's just energy moving to another energy. You are energy, and everything around us is energy. And your ability to heal is already there, okay? It's not really rocket science. When we get a cut on our hand or something, the minute you get that cut, your body is already working on it. It wants to heal. But what blocks us from that is, in fact, our beliefs, is, in fact, our fenced in ways where we don't see beyond what we can see with our physical brains. And that's when an energy healing is awesome to obtain. I'm not the only energy healer out there, and energy healers, by definition, vary, you know. So that's what I do, and that's the deal. So I am going to go to the phone lines now. Thank you so much for your patience, and I hope you enjoyed the journey. Alrighty, so let's see. I go by spirit. Let's see where spirit leads me tonight. Because I do have a lot of callers hanging. I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize the time, but no worries. All right. Get ready if you'd like to, you know, smell the flowers from last week. Blow out the candle. You know, relax. Get ready. Area code 914. I'm going to come to you first. Okay, 914, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you bet. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. That was a great meditation. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I do have some energy issues, I guess, in my solar plexus area. And I'm not sure how to, you know, get rid of the issues that are going on.
Okay. Now, when you say there's issues, do you have pain or do you feel an overabundance of energy? What is it you're feeling there?
It's mostly pain.
Okay.
And discomfort.
So is it in your stomach? Or more lower to the intestines?
I think it's the stomach.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we want to be as specific as possible. I can't see you, so you have to be my guide. You know what I mean?
mm-hmm.
Yeah. All
yeah,
right.
I think
so,
it's the stomach area.
And it's basically pain. Now, I didn't play my disclaimer. I already ran so late. But just so you know, absolutely go to a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that. And
yeah.
I don't diagnose or treat or do anything like that. I'm just going to say that
mm-hmm.
for legal purposes. But anyway, have you ever listened to me before?
No, this is my first time.
Okay, because I want to just let you know that when I work on you, unfortunately, it's going to be just silence. This is the radio, but unfortunately, when I give you energy, you'll either feel it or you don't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean it's not working. What we want is help and a result for you. That's what's important. So you can just sit or lie down now, and I do advise to close your eyes. It's always a better experience. And I guess with all that being said, if you're ready, so am I. You ready?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. I generally wait until the energy tells me to stop. tell me, how is that area feeling now?
I do feel like a little bit better. I do feel like less pain.
That's good, but only a little bit. So is there a very specific area that isn't affected or it doesn't feel better? I'm just trying to see if I could give you another go in a different area, or maybe we didn't hit it quite right. You know, I'd like to definitely try and help you.
I do feel like the belly button, for some reason, in the belly button area is very sensitive, and that's where I feel like there's a concentration of I don't know how to describe it. It's like a pain, but it's like a pressure also. I don't know. Odd.
Mm-hmm. Maybe guess, right? I'm just, you know, it happens to all of us. But
yeah.
No, and I didn't go that far down because the stomach is a little bit up. Let's do one more go. You know, and if I made a little difference, that's good. But I like a better, like bigger difference. So if you would like me to, I can do one more go here.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
All right, sure. All righty. How are you feeling now?
I do feel a lot better. Thank you.
That is awesome. That's what I want to hear, my friend. I don't mean to, like, cut you off now, but I'm happy that you feel better. I'll go to one more caller because we're, like, out of time. But, you know, please
absolutely.
Do call
Thank
me back.
So much.
I'm here Mondays at 9 p.m., okay?
Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Take care now. That was awesome sauce. All right, I'm going to go to one more person. I'm so sorry. Next week at Monday at 9 p.m., I am going to do more in the way of the phone work, okay? I'm so sorry about that. I didn't mean to go so over. So I'm going to pick one person, and then that's going to be it tonight. I'm so sorry, guys. So let's see. Let's go. I'm drawn to this one. So breathe in the flowers and blow out the candles. Get ready. Area code 347. I'm going to pick you up. All right. Area code 347.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. This is Katie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to hear you, Katie. You made it just under the wire.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I was drawn to you. That's what I have to do when it comes to this. But
thank you.
You're welcome. What can I do for you tonight?
I want to release, I'm not sure I still have it, but I want to release just any shame or guilt around money, wanting money, or kind of like wanting nice things. I kind of was shamed for wanting nice things or luxury things when I was a kid. And, you know, I want to allow myself to receive. I just kind of want to let go of any, you know, like money blocks or just any resistance to receiving.
Oh, that's wonderful. Katie, good for you. You know you're leveling up spiritually. You know that, right? Because once you realize that you're entitled, you know, I don't know where people get off, you know, talking about like, oh, you shouldn't have nice things. You know, you can have nice things and still be spiritual and a good person. You know, we give, though.
Right.
Of course, you're a giving person. I know you are. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. You had me going off on a tangent. But anyway, I'm just saying. Geez. But that is something we hold on to, you know, these beliefs. That's what I was talking about tonight. You know, that's not who we are, you know, but somehow we get that into our spirit. And it just kind of mucks everything up. So I'm with you, girl. All right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you heard the other call. So we're going to just have radio silence when I work on this.
Okay.
So it'll be quiet. If you want to, just close your eyes. No driving, right? And
mm-hmm.
we'll see if we can work on that real quick. And I will start now.
Okay.
All righty, Katie. did I put you to sleep? It's not unusual for me, especially my talking.
No, I do feel relaxed, though. I do feel really relaxed.
That is fantastic. I mean, we can all use some relaxation anyway. I hope this helps you. I have a feeling it will, because the first step is your mindset, and you're already realizing, you know, that you're going to have,
right.
You're entitled, you know, to nice things. It's not a sin, you know. The energy
right.
needs to catch up, and I think that's about to happen, my friend. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very,
thanks
very
so
welcome.
Much.
I'm
have
here
a great
every
night.
Monday. You too. Bye now. All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. I had so much fun, everybody. I'm so sorry that I ran so long with my talking and then my journey, which I'm glad everybody enjoyed. I will be back next Monday, not Sunday. I don't know why I was saying that before. Next Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Definitely give me a call then. Look out for me. Go ahead and follow the show. I think that's what people do still hear on Blog Talk. But anyway, I really, oh my God, I'm the one who's blessed to have this experience and have people share their, you know, vulnerabilities and their energy with me. So thank you so much, and I will see you next week.
Like it's nothing.